eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. Sonny Shipp will be along in just a minute. Thanks for listening to last edition of the episode where we broke down Major Burns committing to LSU and heading off to Baton Rouge to come home to play for the Tigers, transferring in from Georgia. But this edition of the podcast, we are breaking down the new top 247 rankings for the class of 2023, released on Wednesday. Some Louisiana flavor in the top 247, which is looking like a loaded group of prospects again early on in this cycle as guys start to emerge. We saw some states go through spring ball this spring. So, I mean, it's a group that will continue to emerge as more states play football, more prospects across those states emerge in the summer. But look, the 24/7 sports composite has four five-star prospects in Louisiana for the class of 2023. I'm interested to see how that works itself out. But for the top 247, there's big news as one of the in-state quarterbacks in Louisiana made his move into the top 247, and that Zachary, Louisiana quarterback Eli Holstein, who really showed out at the Elite 11 in Indiana, tested really well, 4.69 laser 40-yard dash, a 4.4 shuttle, 42 on the Powerball toss, and a 38-inch vertical leap. He was also accurate and really had a nice amount of pop to his game. And because of that, rises up just outside the top 150 overall prospects in the country. This is a prospect who actually transferred out from St. Thomas More, where he would have sat behind Walker Howard, LSU's five-star quarterback commit in the 2022 class. And he gets to play at Zachary, one of the state's powers, has programs like Auburn, Georgia, you know, really recruiting him hard. They've really stepped things up. Clemson is starting to show some interest, and LSU has an offer on the table as well. And while LSU is certainly recruiting Arch Manning, five-star quarterback out of Isidore Newman, which we'll talk about in a second, Eli Holstein has tons of LSU ties. It's an LSU family. And Sonny, I mean, this is a prospect that if you ask me to kind of pick between the two, Arch Manning or Eli Holstein, I would probably bet Eli Holstein would be the more likely one to end up in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I do think that there's still some, I'm still hesitant to really call that and to really get on board with that though. You know, I think that, you know, when I look at how Eli Holstein has come up and how Walker Howard has come up, there's just a lot of parallels and there's a lot of similarities. You know, Walker Howard had to sit behind Eli Holstein's older brother, Caleb Holstein, who's now at Louisiana Tech. He waited his time, finally got to, earn the starting gig as a junior at St. Thomas More. And Eli Holstein decided to transfer to Zachary, because, you know, as a quarterback, you want the ball in your hands. You want to get on the field. And that is completely understandable. We see it with TJ Finley. You know, TJ Finley wants to, you know, he doesn't want to be in a three quarterback race. He wants to have a chance to at least be, you know, at least be the backup and to play, to get some time under center. And I just wonder that when it comes time for Eli Holstein to sign with the school, you know, how much Walker Howard being at LSU and having a year on him in the quarterback room, you know, is that going to come back into play? Is that going to be something that we see that, you know, kind of drudges up some memories from high school? It may not, you know, it may well not, but if it played into their decisions in high school, it's hard for me to not think that it could play into their decisions when it comes to college too.
Yeah, agree with you on that. And I think part of it, though, too, for me, and I kind of said that, you know, more so looking at the two in-state quarterbacks that LSU's really recruiting in 2023 right now in Arch Manning and Eli Holstein. The thing about colleges is that they've got the redshirt rule. So it could create that separation. You know, maybe you see Walker Howard take the job earlier than expected and, you know, things pan out really well for him and he leaves early and then you've got Eli Holstein in a position where he could end up being the guy, kind of, you know, wait a little bit longer like Miles Brennan did, but still get those multiple years to start. And college just is kind of a different game. But, you know, Eli Holstein, very highly recruited with the spring that he's had now. He has an LSU offer and the other quarterback in state, I say other, but he is a five-star prospect on the 24/7 Sports Composite, a top five prospect and the number one quarterback in the country on 24/7 Sports. That's Arch Manning out of Isidore Newman. And Steve Wiltfong really went through everything with Cooper Manning and about their visit plans. And while he's getting to a ton of different schools, LSU is certainly one that he'll probably pop up on campus for the 7-on-7 camp with his Isidore Newman team and probably check out campus at some point just because it's so close. But they have been to LSU. But it does seem like this recruitment is taking on a national trajectory like we would kind of expect. It doesn't seem like he's tied to Louisiana in terms of playing for LSU. But he is a five-star quarterback. He is a top five overall prospect and remains as such in the updated top 247 rankings.
Yeah. And once again, just like I'm not, you know, when I touched on Eli Holstein, I'm not implying by any means that, you know, that he's scared of competition, that he doesn't want to compete with Walker Howard or anything like that. And the same thing goes for Arch Manning. You're already going to have Walker Howard on campus. Is having that five-star quarterback on campus a year above you, you know, is that going to play into his decision? I don't think Arch Manning is scared of competition by any means either. But when you have quarterbacks, when you have what could be considered a crowded quarterback room, you've got Max Johnson going into a sophomore year right now. He would be a junior when Walker Howard would get on campus. He would be a senior when Arch Manning would get on campus. Garrett Nussmeier, you know, we know he's a true freshman right now. We know what his trajectory would be. And so all of those things, I just think that you have to take into consideration. And when I look at Arch Manning, I just look at the recruitment processes that he is familiar with, that he is in tune with. Peyton Manning went to Tennessee, his uncle. Eli Manning, his other uncle, went to Ole Miss. His dad, Cooper Manning, went and played at Ole Miss before he got hurt and his career ended. Archie Manning, his grandfather, went to Ole Miss. And so with them being scattered around the country, too, in the NFL, you know, this is a family that is used to traveling, that is used to, I guess you could say, is accustomed to life outside of Louisiana. And I think all of those things together is what makes his recruiting process much more national. You know, I don't think that he's a kid that, you know, we always hear, you know, probably one of the biggest misnomers on message boards is, oh, the Mannings hate LSU. I don't think the Mannings hate LSU. You know, I don't think that's the case at all. And from talking to people, you know, some of Arch's teammates, some of Arch's coaches, you know, even members of the family, I definitely don't get the vibe that Arch does not like LSU. I think Arch likes LSU, but I think Arch is also, you know, his mindset is that he's not going to pick a school just because he likes it. He's going to pick a school that he feels will put him in the best situation to succeed. And, you know, and there's a lot of factors that boil down to that. Playing time is one of them. Depth chart is one of them. Quarterback development is going to be a big one. Comfortable, you know, how comfortable he is with the coaching staff, with the surroundings. Those are all going to be big things right there. And, you know, while we see some kids who, you know, who are kind of tied to Louisiana because it's close to home, because their family, you know, can easily get to them, I don't think that's going to be a factor with Arch Manning, because wherever he goes, I think he's going to know that his family can easily get to him. And, you know, the Manning outreach, you know, it is certainly on a national scale because of all the people they know all over the country. So I think all of those things together is what make Arch, is what will make Arch Manning's recruitment, you know, a lot more national than we see with some Louisiana quarterbacks. But I think that that is going to have a much bigger bearing than, you know, just the old, you know, well, Manning's not going to go to LSU, because, you know, we're going to hear that for the next 2 years. And I just think that it's something that is, you know, that is just not accurate.
Yeah, no, I mean, gosh, we've already heard it, you know, 8 million times, you know, on the message board. And, you know, those people will certainly, if Arch Manning doesn't end up at LSU, will be right there saying, hey, I told you so. But, you know, they're going to be very well informed of their decision. And he's going to have seen whatever school he ends up, you know, multiple times, been to games, met with the staff and everything like that. So we'll see if LSU could pull a rabbit out of its hat with Arch Manning. I think it's kind of a long shot at this point, kind of like I alluded to earlier. But, you know, still going to be fun to watch him play at least high school football in Louisiana with two LSU commits this year. And Bo Bordelon and AJ Johnson. Now, when you look at this state, though, Sonny, I wanted us to kind of pick out two guys that were, you know, particularly high on ourselves. And so I'll let you lead off here. Pick a top 247 prospect in Louisiana that you're really high on in this latest update.
You know, a guy who broke into the top 247 when we did our update on March 31st. Was Amarian Miller. He checked in at number 240 overall. He, you know, with a rating of 90, which puts him as a 4-star. And he's, you know, he slips to 243 in this update right here. But that's not an indication that our analysts, you know, feel different about him by any means, because it's common, you know, message board, our subscribers and fans don't want to believe this, but it is common for prospects to move up and down a few spots throughout the course of the rankings process, just because other prospects move up, you know? And so, you know, so him going from 240 to 243, I don't think that is a big deal at all. And I think he's a guy that once we see him in some other camp settings and others get to see him, and then he comes out and then he's got a full season to play, you know, as a junior, I think that he's just going to put up big numbers. I think he's going to put up big time numbers. Talk to his coach at a 7-on-7 tournament, and he coached Terrace Marshall in high school. And he told me, he said, look, you know, he said, love Terrace Marshall. I think he's going to be great in the NFL, but Amarian Miller, I think he's got more upside than Terrace does. And he said that, you know, the thing that jumped out at him was the quickness that Amarian Miller has. The quickness, the quick twitch, the ability to, you know, we saw Terrace, especially this past season, you know, he can go up and get the ball. He can stretch a defense with his long stride. He can outrun guys because he's a long strider. But with Amarian Miller, he said that, you know, he really touched on his ability to, you know, to take a short pass, to make guys miss, and then take it to the house. And so I think that is something that's going to show up more and more. I saw a little bit of it at the 7-on-7 tournament that he was at. I want to say that was back in, man, I get my months so confused right now, back in March. And, you know, and so he's, I just think that when his junior year rolls around, you know, and he put up some huge numbers too as a sophomore. I mean, you're talking about a guy that I'm trying to pull up his stats right now, 29 catches for 807 yards and 8 touchdowns. Well, when you do the math on that, that's almost 30 yards of reception. And so that tells you right there, but that gives you a right there a good indication of the explosiveness that he has and the ability to, you know, the you watch his highlights, you see him take some of those passes, make people miss, and just outrun everyone. So he's a guy that I have circled as someone who, you know, who I think will move up considerably before all is said and done.
Yeah, good stuff there, Terrace Marshall's head coach giving him his blessing. That's pretty pretty strong.
Not head coach, there. Not head coach, an assistant coach.
Okay, but still, someone.
Let me clarify that. Still, yeah, exactly. Still
saw a lot of Terrace Marshall and likes Amarion Miller a lot. Yeah, that'll do as far as an endorsement.
And it wasn't the special teams coach. It wasn't the special teams coach or the offensive line coach either. So
I will,
someone who I put stock into what he said.
I've been
the kicking coach. I'd have said, come on, man, how much of practice did you watch?
Wasn't even there. I'm going to kind of build off that with receiver as well. And someone that 24/7 has, you know, just outside the top 50 in this latest update, you know, again, you mentioned the slight movements. And in 2023, by the way, I mean, we're talking about adding players that are emerging and playing in spring season. So Shelton Sampson Jr. out of Baton Rouge Catholic, who slides down, you know, I mean, three spots or whatever, number 52 overall in the 24/7 sports new top 247. He's somebody that I just love. I think with his size, his athleticism, you know, once that frame fills out, we've seen, you know, a lot of big schools offer him this spring, Tennessee, Nebraska, and Arizona State are some of the latest ones, but he stacked some offers, you know, early on in his recruitment dating back to 2020. And in fall camp, some of his, you know, tape got out, LSU offered, Georgia offered, Florida, Ole Miss. I just think he's got the makings of being an elite SEC receiver. And yes, he's 6'4", 180 pounds. He's got that size that is kind of not necessarily in vogue right now with receivers. When you look at guys like Jamar Chase and some of these other guys that have been drafted highly as of late. But I think the world of Shelton Sampson, I think he's somebody that with a big junior year could move up a little bit more. I'll say this. I saw Derek Williams out of Westgate this fall when they played Monroe Neville in the playoffs. And he did everything. He played quarterback. He played corner. He played safety. He played running back. He played receiver. He did it all. And I think he's somebody that has a good case to make in terms of being a five-star prospect in Louisiana, basketball guy as well. So he's got that going for him. And I'll round out kind of my, you know, ramblings here with saying this. I think Cam Franklin out of Oak Grove has a chance to end up being a four-star prospect in the long run. He's got some size, 6'3", 185 pounds, already picked up an LSU, Oklahoma State, Tennessee offers. So he's starting to pick up some steam in his recruitment. I'm interested to see how his frame develops and see if he can't make a move into the top 247 down the line. But, you know, Sonny, this 2023 class, there's going to be guys that emerge. I mean, they're going to come out of the woodwork, I feel like, over the next year or so in these junior seasons, and camp season is upon us. So it was good to catch up about the 2023 class and the latest top 247 rankings revealed. You can check them out on go247.com and 247sports.com. If you haven't subscribed for just $1 for your first month, check it out. We're also going to run a little mini special for you guys to kick off the summer next week. So if you haven't subscribed, you'll definitely want to take advantage of that. So be on the lookout for that. And for now, guys, hope everybody has a great weekend. Hope this podcast kicked it off the right way for you. And we will catch you next time on the Go 24/7 podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and follow us on the podcast wherever you catch your podcast. So for Sonny Shipp, I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.